It's late at night on the outskirts of town. A hot wind blows red dirt across the highway. A panel van with steam belching from its radiator pulls over to the side of the road. After lifting the bonnet, the driver returns to the cabin, sprawls out across the front seat, sticks her bare feet through the open window, picks up her MP3 player from the van's console, and browses to the latest podcast from South Australian Roots and Blues. From the dark recesses of Down Under Cyberspace at www.sablues.org and mysteriously beamed to the ever-expanding memory of your mobile media device comes Podcast 112 from South Australian Roots and Blues. It's the Roots and Blues Hour, a monthly selection of rich roots music, highlighting new releases and presenting artists whose material is nurtured on the fertile ground of folk, blues, country and rock music. Welcome downloaders to Podcast 112, February's edition of the Roots and Blues Hour. I am your host, Jerome Durvandance.
We're going in the
wrong way, going down a one-way road. Don't want to be living in a fantasy. That's John Butler with his new lineup, Nicky Bomber on drums, and Byron Lutus on bass. One Way Road from the John Butler Trio's new album, April Rising. Next up, downloaders, with her engaging mix of blues, rock, jazz and folk, here is New York songwriter, vocalist and rhythm guitarist, Kathy Fleischman. Here she is with her band of seasoned musicians, also from New York. Thing I want to accomplish is you. Accomplishments from the album. The second took even longer. That was the Kathy Fleischman Band.
Living out Well, I've been working these fingers to the bone and riding roads as long as I've known. And every time it hurts me to leave, to know your heart aches 'cause of me. Like going slave away. But I know I've been gone. It's the hammer that I've held. I lay it down just for your hand. And I know you want me to go. But baby, please, I can't let you go.
From Tucson and from his debut album, By the Dirt, that's the growly, gravelly Tom Waitish vocals of Gabriel Sullivan. Next up, downloaders, from Tupelo, Mississippi, here is husband and wife duo Ricky and McCall Davis, better known as Blue Mother Tupelo. From their album, Heaven and Earth, Blue Mother Tupelo, Killing the Blues.
Leaves were falling down like embers, in colors red and gold, they set us on fire, burning just like moonbeams in our eyes. Somebody said they saw you swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Now I'm guilty of something. I hope you'll never do, because there is nothing sadder than losing yourself in love. Somebody said they saw you swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues.
Austin, Texas, and known for his brand of hard-hitting rock with a psychological edginess to it, here is John D. Graham, subdued on this track. It's a ballad, Burning Off the Cane, a track from his new album, It's Not As Bad As It Looks.
It's the end of summer, they're burning off the cane. Bulls all bunched up by the fence, thinking clouds of smoke mean rain. I got a feeling that I can't explain. It's the end of the summer, and they're burning off the cane. Fire's 5 miles long and almost 1 mile wide. All the way from Miller's Bluff down to the U.S. side. The fire runs like water down a river plain. It's the end of the summer and they're burning on the cane.
Samson, from his birth. Strongest man that ever lived on earth. One big Samson was walking along. Looked down on the ground, his back no drop on. Stretched out his hands, swung it over his head. When he stopped moving, 10,000 were dead. If I had my way,
if I had my way,
if I had my way. Samson jumped on that lion's back. You read about him, he killed a man with his paw. Samson got his hands around the lion's jaw. Broke that beast till the lion was dead. Bees made a honey in the lion's head. If I had my way,
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 if I had my way.
Cold black hair, the ladder gained on Samson's mind. First saw the woman just to fit his time. Sit down on Samson's knees. Tell me where your strength lies, if you please. You spoke so kind, talk so fair. Samson told the ladder, cut all my hair. Shave my head, clean as your hand. My strength will be like a natural man. Caught old Samson by surprise. Picked up his dick and put him eye to eye. Dragged him down to the judgment hall. Chained him to the stone cold wall. Left him there till his head turned brown. Samson tore that building down. If I had my way,
if I had my way,
if I had my way.
Patti Griffin from her seventh studio album, Downtown Church. And she certainly did have her way on this album. It was recorded at the Downtown Presbyterian Church in Nashville with the lights of Emmylou Harris, Sean Colvin, and gospel group The Fairfield Four all joining in on vocals. And on guitar, and doing the arranging and producing, Buddy Miller. Downloaders, introducing Girl of the Century. Here is Rosie Flores with the title track from her new album.
She dresses, hearing the murmur of harlequins and clowns. She chooses the act of songs, sweet bird arias, and music that resemble a secret language. She is a peddler of nocturnes and riddles.
Thank you.
with her energetic blend of alternative country, rockabilly and West Coast rock, that was guitarist, singer and songwriter Rosie Flores, with the title track from her new album, Girl of the Century. Here is Colorado-based alt-country band Drag the River, and from their second album, Bad at Breaking Up, an album filled with songs about booze and women, the track we've got for you, JJ's Driving.
Over in the corner, much which to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden did in shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da, la-da-da-da.
Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same.
I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave.
But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da,
la-da-da-da,
la-da-da-da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like ringing a bell and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of love. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da,
la-da-da-da,
la-da-da-da. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. See, it can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Sounding remarkably like Rick Nelson and the Stone Canyon Band, that was Don Henley, Timothy B. Schmidt, and John Fogerty, Garden Party from the John Fogerty album, The Blue Ridge Rangers.
Ooh. pours down and the wind blows hard. Black flowers grow in my yard. Black flowers grow in my yard. Black flowers grow in my yard.
The Undertaker is a busy man. Black flowers grow in my yard. Canadian folk songstress Lynn Miles with the title track from Black Flowers Volume 1 and 2, a CD set of acoustic versions of her popular songs.
not a bad world, brother. It's all about crying your eyes out. Crying from the album No Fool for Trying. That's Brinley McEachern and Lisa McIsaac, aka Madison Violet, a folk duo from Canada.
I had a gun pointed at my head on several occasions. Yeah, Nadine, I was scared. Something about a black man with a machine gun make you wish you said your prayers. It was Nigeria. The year was 1969. I was teaching criminology. Played a little guitar on the side. In Apache Pass, Prince Rupert, Injun Jack puts a gun to my head. He said, how you like it now, gentlemen? How's your blue-eyed boy, Mr. Death? It was Canada this time. The year was 1971. I was performing at the club Zanzibar in the neon world of knives and guns. Oh, excuse me if I'm boring you, dear listener. Accept my humble apology. You may think I'm just a folk singer. No, I'm a master in the art of criminology. When Picasso died, the Indians cried in the Prince George Motel room. We were drunker than a thousand white men playing lumber camp saloon. It was Canada again. The year was 1973. There were grizzly bears walking down Main Street. What an amazing sight to see. Well, the devil rides a cubist horse. The devil, he's got angles. But God is an expressionist. He got the devil strangled down in purgatory and limbo in hell. Why, them southern rib joints just like that. Yeah. God's waiting room is full of painters and poets and old black jazz saints in Popeye hats. Well, excuse me if I'm boring you, dear listener. Accept my humble apology. You may think I'm some jive folk singer. No, I'm a master in the arts of criminology. All right. So I got off a plane in Nigeria. It was 1969. Arrested by Tonton Macoute. Taking photos was a war zone crime. They were gonna hack me up with my checkies. A U.S. ambassador come home, pay my bribe. Yeah. So I play guitar with Victor Uwifo. Taught a little criminology on the side. Yeah, that's my story I'm sticking to. No regrets, no surrender, no apology. I know a little bit about a lot of things. I'm a master in the arts of criminology. Yeah, that's my story I'm sticking to it. No regrets, no surrender, no apology. I know a little bit about a lot of things. I'm a master in the arts of criminology. criminology.
Vivid, novelistic storytelling of veteran singer-songwriter Tom Russell with yet another collection of panoramic sagas, this time from his latest album, Blood and Candlesmoke, recorded in Tucson with members of Calexico. And speaking of panoramic sagas, you are listening to podcast 112 from South Australian Roots and Blues. It is podcast 112, February's edition of the Roots and Blues Hour.
Give me a swamp, a deep dark bog, and lose my way in pools of slippery mud. Give me cold, cold rain, a cloud of stinging bugs, deadly nightshade poison oak. Give me the wild, wild wood,
the wild,
wild. Dress in skins, wrap our feet in bark, and you can growl at me or hit me with a rock. When you want to say I love you in the dark, and I will bark like a dog.
With that gothic Americana couple, Brett and Rennie, aka the Handsome Family, and that's from their eighth studio album, Honeymoon, released to mark their 20th wedding anniversary.
The days grew long, and your eyes were growing heavy. Your voice, a simple off your tongue, the words just stutter. In my arms, your heart, it once beat sure and steady. I held you down, I kept you covered. Felt a cold, cold chill enter in your mind. Guess I'd had my fill of being left met. Your body stiffened there with my hands over your mouth. You whispered gently and you said with your last breath, a tired prayer the winter.
It ain't like that now. A cold chill blowing in from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. That's the John Henry's Cold Chill from their latest album on True North Records called White Linen.
when the drums stop rolling, the beat goes on, and we're all still holding on. When the fire days for which we're yearning reach the night, and we're all still holding on. Seems the heights we've reached will never
holding on. British folk songstress Ruth Notman, and that's from her second album, The Life of Lily. Here are Memphis hard rockers Lucero, or if you're from south of the border, it's Lucero, and from their sixth studio album called 1372 Overton Park, it's the track About Johnny Davis.
Johnny Davis never let us down.
never backed away from a fight. Hang out, going for a ride, it's all right. Too fast to fade, that's Johnny Davis. Johnny Davis is going too fast to fade, but Jerome Duvendance here is definitely moving in the slow lane and holding up traffic. Downloaders, that brings to a close podcast 112. The Roots and Blues Hour was produced by David Stokel and recorded in the new Bowen Studios, located in beautiful suburban Adelaide, and made available for downloading at www.sablues.org, courtesy of South Australian Roots and Blues, in the business of promoting roots and blues music since 1997. This is Jerome Duvendance speaking. Hope to catch you in a fortnight's time for podcast 113. Catch you then.